You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
4WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Muscadet man lost his life in a motorcycle versus tractor crash Tuesday night. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grand County Sheriff's Office took a report of the crash on Highway 133 near Taylor Road in the town of Muscadet. When deputies arrived, they learned Matthew Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, was eastbound on Highway 133 operating his motorcycle. At the same time, Brian Perkins, 52, of rural Richland Center, was also eastbound on 133 operating a tractor, pulling a large planter traveling in front of Griffith. Investigation determined that Griffith collided with the rear of the planter on Highway 133 near Taylor Road. Muscadet Fire and EMS were paged to the scene, but due to his injuries, Griffith was pronounced dead at the scene by the Grant County Coroner's Office. Perkins was uninjured. It was determined that lighting on the tractor and planter were illuminated and working correctly at the time of the crash. Griffith was not wearing a helmet, and speed is also believed to be a contributing factor. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Muscadet Police Department, Grant County Coroner's Office, Muscadet Fire Department, and Muscadet EMS. A bill at the state capitol would give food delivery and rideshare drivers an option to access benefits. The proposal, which received a hearing Tuesday, would create a portal for drivers working for companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash to contribute 4% of their quarterly earnings toward personal health care and retirement savings accounts. Companies employing the drivers would not be required to contribute, and the individual drivers could choose to allocate additional funds to their accounts. The bill specifies that drivers participating in the plan are independent contractors and not employees. As Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and Republicans in the legislature continue to grapple over the next biennial budget, a measure to increase fishing and hunting license fees has so far survived the negotiations. Republican lawmakers have already removed hundreds of items from the governor's proposed budget, but left the increased license fee measure in. Officials say the increase would provide over $30 million each year in additional revenue, which would help prevent the Department of Natural Resources from operating with a deficit next year. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany says he's likely to make a decision on a potential run for governor by August. In an interview with WISN, Congressman Tiffany said he is focused on his work in Congress, serving Northwest Wisconsin residents right now. He says he'll make a decision during the House's August break. Current Governor Tony Evers has not yet announced if he will seek a third term, with his primary focus on the biennial budget process. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman has already entered the race on the Republican side. Elon Musk is criticizing the centerpiece of President Donald Trump's legislative agenda, saying he's disappointed in what the president calls his big, beautiful bill. It's a significant fracture in a partnership that was forged during last year's campaign and was poised to reshape American politics and the federal government. Musk made his comments in an interview with CBS that came out Tuesday night. He said the legislation undermines the work of his Department of Government Efficiency, known as DOGE. Republicans recently pushed the legislation through the House and are debating it in the Senate. A Wisconsin senator might be a big reason for the big, beautiful bill being blocked. Senator Ron Johnson predicts he and his Senate allies can halt President Trump's signature budget bill, demanding more aggressive action on spending cuts and deficit reduction. On CNN this week, Johnson said, "We're mortgaging our children's future." He also said it was immoral and it has to stop. He criticized the bill for increasing the deficit. As many Wisconsin residents are at risk of losing their food assistance benefits under the budget bill recently passed by the House of Representatives, local grocery store owners are expressing concerns about their ability to stay open. According to the Wisconsin Grocers Association, food assistance programs like SNAP and FoodShare are vital for smaller grocery stores. Organization officials say that if low-income residents are not able to access that food assistance and use it at their local grocery stores, they may be forced to shut down. U.S. stocks are drifting a day after leaping back within a few good days' worth of gains from their all-time high. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% Wednesday after flipping from an early modest gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 123 points, and the NASDAQ Composite slipped 0.2%. Astronomers have discovered a strange new object in our Milky Way galaxy. The celestial object is emitting X-rays around the same time it's shooting out radio waves. Located 15,000 light-years away, scientists say this object could be a star, pair of stars, or something else entirely. Findings were published Wednesday in the journal Nature. NASA's Chandra X-ray Observatory spotted the X-ray emissions by chance last year while focusing on a supernova remnant or the remains of an exploded star. The hyperactive phase of this object appeared to last about a month. Top weather agencies warn that the world should get ready for several years of even more record-breaking heat that pushes the globe to more deadly, fiery, and uncomfortable extremes. Wednesday's five-year forecast from the World Meteorological Organization and the UK Meteorological Office says there's an 80% chance the world will break another annual temperature record in the next 5 years, and it's even more probable that the world will again exceed the international temperature threshold set 10 years ago. Scientists say that means more heat deaths, wildfires, nastier hurricanes, downpours, and droughts. The Department of Natural Resources asks anglers to prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species. Wisconsin law requires draining live wells, motors, and containers before leaving a boat launch or fishing spot to prevent transport of diseases and invasive species from one water body to the next. Suicide is preventable. Make a connection and help save a life. Register now for a free Safe Talk training at the Richland Hospital and Clinics on Wednesday, June 18th. Safe Talk works to show anyone can make a difference with the right awareness. Each letter in the word Safe Talk holds special meaning. SAFE stands for Suicide Alertness for Everyone, and TALK provides the action steps. Tell, ask, listen, and keep safe. The class has shown proven success in preventing suicide by encouraging open communication and using a four-step process to help someone who is struggling. The Safe Talk session in Richland Center will be held at the Richland Hospital and Clinics Wednesday, June 18th from 10 to 2. Registration is required as there is a 20-person limit. Register online at richlandhospital.com. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers are on a roll. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series on the road tomorrow night against the Phillies, the team with the best record in the National League. But Milwaukee's on a roll. They swept the Red Sox with a dramatic 6-5 win yesterday, thanks to Caleb Durbin driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th.
We're scrapping and we're battling, and you've seen it this whole series, but especially the last two games going into extra innings. Like, you could feel that we never thought we were going to lose.
Golf, the U.S. Women's Open underway in Wisconsin at Erin Hills. NFL, the Packers announced training camp begins July 23rd with family night Saturday, August 2nd. Quarterback Jordan Love asked, how much did that MCL sprain in his left knee affect him last season?
I mean, there might be some things here and there that might have been affected by the injury, but I'm never going to, you know, put anything on an injury. You know, I'm going out there, and if I'm healthy enough to go, you know, I'm trying to give my best and be the best player I can be out there, and I always hold myself to a high standard.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stepping into the role of a hit movie character can probably be a bit overwhelming, especially if they are iconic Harry Potter characters. That's right, Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint have been replaced. HBO's new Harry Potter series has cast Dominic McLaughlin to play Radcliffe's role of Harry Potter, Arabella Stanton replaces Watson in the role of Hermione Granger, and Rupert Grint will be replaced by Alistair Stout, who will play Ron Weasley. The show will premiere sometime in 2026. Speaking of Harry Potter, cast member Miriam Margolyes recently gave a not-so-encouraging health update after undergoing a heart procedure. The 84-year-old actress who portrayed Professor Pomona Sprout in the hit fantasy franchise says she does not have long to live. Margolyes says she still wants to work, but probably only has 5 or 6 years to live. I mean, not to sound heartless, but 84 years old with 5 or 6 years to live puts you at 90 and solidly in the bonus round. Just saying. Tom Cruise thanked moviegoers and studios alike, especially Paramount Pictures, for what the actor called their unwavering support for the 8th installment of the Mission Impossible franchise, and its biggest opening yet. I don't think that's ever happened. It's a good sign for the franchise and the studio, as the price tag for the film is $400 million. Think about that. The eighth movie in the franchise is one of the most expensive ever made, and it's going to turn a profit very quickly. Speaking of Cruise, the actor says he hopes to make movies into his hundreds. That includes action. That should be interesting. We won't have to wait long, though, to see him in his next action role. The Mission Impossible star told the Australian Today show that Top Gun 3 is happening. Cruise is 62 years old currently, and I'm guessing those stunts will be a little bit harder to pull off at 102. History is being made at Max. The streamer just renewed the show Hacks for a fifth season. The show starring Jean Smart is a critic's darling, having won a total of 8 Emmy Awards. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the renewal for season 5 makes it the longest live-action running show in Max history, which is really impressive given that the streamer has only been around for 2 years as Max. Not sure how that adds up. Producers of the show announced the fifth season Tuesday night, just 2 days before the finale for season 4. To say actors need thick skin in the entertainment racket would be an understatement. Kathy Bates recently told Vanity Fair she really wanted the role of Frankie in the 1991 film Frankie and Johnny because she had originated the role on Broadway. Her dreams, however, were crushed when producer Gary Marshall told Bates that the idea of her kissing a man on screen was not what people wanted to see. Why are people the way they are? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Not a bad looking Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. Slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm later in the afternoon with highs near 70 degrees. Partly cloudy skies tonight, comfortable with lows near 50. On Friday, sunny with highs near 80. Right now, it's 51.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.